Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Dr. James Dobson. Y'all remember Dr. James?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, man, I mean, he's around every now and then, but he used to be a consistent daily voice in the nation. He founded Focus on the Family, and just a smart, polite, nice man that if you want to know about how to raise difficult children, bringing up boys, he wrote a book called Bringing Up Boys, and I mean, just strong-willed children, marriage, family, everything about family, period, good things, bad things, difficult things, dealing with children. That maybe you have a child that is born with a physical defect and you believe in God for their healing, but yet you're living out your life and you're asking a lot of questions. Listen, family.org, you hear them quite often on VFN Radio because we want to be able to encourage you as your family. But it's focused on the family. Well, Dr. Dobson, they did a study, and I can't quote the study right now, but I remember Dr. Dobson talking about it. And since we worked with and have worked with personally in law enforcement with the family situation and watching what was taking place, and even Dr. Carson's family, you know, where his father left at a young age, and I had multiple wives at the same time, as he put it. And about fathering. And what they found out in this particular study, they did a study of families and fathers and divorced parents where children are growing up in single-parent households, which are primarily the mother at that time. And what they discovered, which is pretty interesting, they discovered through their study is that a father has to be present in his family for the attributes of a father to be able to come out of him. It just doesn't come out of him. It doesn't flow out of him. It's sort of like if you know, speaking spiritually, you know, that a prophet, for example, when you're prophesying or you're preaching, it's having somebody that you're speaking to. It's in that flow that begins to loose this thing inside of you. Mm-hmm. The Spirit of God begins to move. And in the context of that, that's how God, we're created the image and the likeness of God. Mm-hmm. And that you can have all these theories about it, but the truth is, it's only theories until you have a family. And once you have a family, then you find out what's in you. And all of a sudden, you're pretty surprised what comes out of you, you know, in the context of that. But with that, you know, 75% of African-American children were growing up earlier on the stats. I don't know what the stats are now. 70% of African-American children growing up in fatherless homes. 50% or 25 million children living in fatherless homes. Primarily, it is the after 2 years of divorce, they'll never see their father again. Mm-hmm. Because of the mother making it financially or geographically difficult for him to be able to get there. I mean, all these things are about pulling this father out of the picture. But at the same time, he's expected to be the father. He's expected to, I need you right now. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, if you divorced me and you left me and you took our kids, and now you're saying you need me now. I could tell you, I could write down, seal on the envelope by the time you're going to call him up if he's still around. I can tell you what age it's going to be. Yeah. I can tell you if it's a son or a daughter, when you're going to want to involve. And it's kind of really unfair at that point. Mm-hmm. Because in the study that they determined is that who he is and who you are as a mother, but who he is as a father will come out as he's in the context of the family and in the role of fathering and being a husband. I'll take it to the next level myself of being a husband. Whatever our role is, you have to be in that before you can find out if you are that, and it comes out of you. God's designed it that way. But they proved it in a study about fathers, which means if you pull the father out of the picture, if for whatever reason, you know, you say you can't get along with him or you can't get along with her, but yet you still have small children, you have to understand that at that point you're saying, I will no longer be able to effectively father my children. Whether it happens because, you know, the mother doesn't want you around them, whether it's because It's geographically impossible for you to get to them because she moved to some other state and you can't afford to go there, or financially impossible because every time you raise an opinion, she goes to the courts and raises the money on you that mm-hmm. you have to pay. And it's like, I got it now. If I share my opinion, it's going to cost me this much money a month.
Mm-hmm.
But the ultimate thing is that his fathering traits that would have come out in the family are never going to come out. They're just not going to come out. I mean, he may be into sports, he may be into the other stuff, but it just comes out in the, Dr. Dobson's reported this in his study, that it comes out in the context of family. And I also take it one step further. This particular fish, I don't know, I can't tell you which fish it was, and I wish I had the study up, but I don't have it now. But, and you put all these fish together, and this particular fish can change from male to female.
Hmm.
And when this particular dominant fish is in there, in the aquarium, then everybody kind of just listens to what's going on or whatever they do, whatever fish do. But when this particular one died off, all of a sudden there becomes a battle for who's going to be the next person, who's going to be the next head of this aquarium, I guess. Mm-hmm. Little small fish. And once the fish becomes dominant and takes over the leadership role, it changes its gender.
Hmm.
It changes its gender and takes on the male, and the other ones take on the female aspect of it. It literally, their environment changes who they are.
Interesting.
And in the context of that, it's not just being present in the family. You got to honor the roles in the family. If you are the mother and you act like a man all the time to your husband and to your kids, his very presence, the man's not going to come out of him. Mm-mm. Just be the man. You just need to be the man. It's like, well, we got to take turns. When are you going to be the man and when I'm going to be the man? Serious. I'm serious. Because you're looking at the male attributes, like, you know, where's the man in the context of this? And if he is belittled, he's put down, he's not honored in that role, it's not going to come out of him. What you want to come out of him is not going to come out of him. And the opposite's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They say when a man gets married, he begins to produce less testosterone. Well, I go further than that. I really believe that if you dominate a man, I mean, he probably just becomes all estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something chemically happens inside of him. When he doesn't play his role. And it's like you can't tell a man, dominate a man, and say, be a man.
Mm.
You just got to allow God to empower him and have other men around him to help him be the mm-hmm. man. But how can a man teach a woman to be a woman? And how can a woman teach a man to be a man? And somebody, okay. You know, quite often you hear, you know, some women say, you know, I just want to find me a man. And they're talking about how they want this man to be. And then they find somebody of the male species and they begin to tell this man how they want him to be. It's like, well, that's not a man.
Mm.
That's a robot.
Mm.
You know, that's a designer husband, right? And in the context of women as well, in regards to allowing the mother to be the mother, to be the feminine aspect of the relationship, to honor that femininity. And But you have to understand, if you want to be the man, you got to play the man. If you want to be the woman, you got to play the woman. You can't play the man and expect to be treated like a woman, and you can't play the woman and expect to be treated like a man. There's something that will come out of people. I mean, men naturally honor, but they don't. They're not gonna kick into some role of treating this man like a woman. You know. And I just want to encourage you in the context of this, if we just relax and play our role in society, if we just be who God's created us to be, if we relax a little bit, we trust God, and we just play our part. You play your part, and he or she will play their part. And in the context of family, based on this study now from Dr. James Dobson, is that fathering in him will begin to just to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Like all these television programs and all these things where they belittle this father, it ain't going to come out of him. It's being repressed. There could be even a chemical change taking place. For the very fact he got married, measurably, he's already producing less testosterone, which is the male hormone. Well, if he's dominated, if he's belittled, if he's criticized, I really believe it's going to produce more of that, and you're going to find him seduced off into things and some other roles, and all of a sudden he's out somewhere else instead of in that relationship, and you don't understand. You should just let him be the man, and you be the whoa man. So I just want to encourage you. You can find this study on Focus on the Family at family.org, and realize that we're just finding out in science what God has already done. He created the male and female, and we just pray, God, help us be the men. Help us be the women that you've called us all to be.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.